And so the training goes on and on, as that is what is intended in any case. We are now interrupting that heretofore cycle of contempt, circle of contempt is how Alice Miller terms it. We are interrupting it by consciously integrating the trauma of class into our personalities, which means experiencing it consciously. Power's strategy of ensuring that everything it does stays hidden by means of fundamentally dishonest child rearing has been its chief advantage. It means, among other things, that it can skew anything and everything that happens to its ends, purposes, set aside its straight up invention, fabrication, and lies, without us knowing there was intention, such that it seemed to the absent, which is all of us till we wake up, to happen organically. And we could not address what was happening, the omnipresent dishonesty, the manipulation of our children, the end to which we're being driven. We couldn't advance our ethical stance because we couldn't see the unethical one confronting us, the creation of class, the manufacture of a sculpted reality, the massive mistreatment sanctified by order of the state. Class means the targeting of us and our brothers and sisters. Class means the sanctification of bullying, essentially. So we have something to defend here, something really critical in order to not pass on to anyone else and to our children this virus called class, called hierarchy, called ranking, called decision-making by the few, and the stripping of power and gifts from the vast, vast many. We have something to defend, the truth, ourselves. We are in microcosm, everything, everything that's been done. All the lies and dishonesty manifested in each and every one. The truth is, we are infinite. The truth is, we are big. But just as the illusion was layered piece by piece upon us, so in just this way of layeredness, perhaps for some, must certainty come. And this is what we'll be doing. We'll be peeling that onion when we get out with our creation work in the communities. First comes doubt in these unpeeling of the layers. First comes doubt as to the lies we are told. As we receive new information that challenges them, then questions, and with them thought develops as we seek out discussion, and then looking about us, testing our new insights, noticing how powerfully they explain. And then eventually the enormity of the outrage of massive dishonesty explodes into our psyche, and then we have certainty. And throughout this process, there is an unthawing of feeling, a releasing of memory, a reinterpretation of what happened as we allow in our sadness from the difficult truth that what we most wanted meant absolutely nothing. And we modified that, I recall. It meant something to our parents. But they, like we, are trapped. Didn't know what to do, but we are changing that. To get to our freedom reunion, we must know what we want. We spent some time on this question with the help of Kropotkin. We have a much better sense now of what that is. And we must see what stands against it and not be too daunted by the fact that there is such enormous hiddenness confronting us. But acknowledging, nonetheless, that it is not inevitable, our freedom. And nonetheless be determined to get there, which our determination comes, I believe, from Aiidos, the balance, our earth-given gift of fairness. Love rules all in what we do. It rules whatever strategy we devise, whatever tests of utility we apply. Love rules everything.